Welcome to the Laura Mayer Podcast, a podcast all about learning to walk in the mental, emotional, and relational freedom that Jesus provided for you. It's great to be back. I've not been on for the last 2 weeks. A couple weeks ago, I was in the nation of Chile at a conference, and wow, God showed up in such a powerful way, as he does all the time. But you know, his character, he's so good, but the way he moves is so unique. I've learned based on what he wants to do, what he would have, what his will is in those services, and the presence of God was just so tangible in these services, and his power and his anointing was there to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up their wounds, and just so many good reports came out of those meetings, of just lives being changed and forever changed. So it was an amazing, amazing time. And then the following week, I was getting off the plane from Chile. And then about one day after I got off the plane, of course, I was exhausted just from pushing so hard for those 11 days and, you know, not prioritizing rest at all, because that is not what the point of one of those trips is. It's to work and to pour out. And so that's exactly what I did. And I left it all there in Chile. And then I get home and I'm exhausted. But then a couple of days later, I realized I had picked up some kind of a germ, whether in country or on the plane ride home, and have really just been standing against sickness for the last 6 or 7 days now. And so not only did it affect me, but it affected all of my children. So we have been in rest and recovery mode for the last week. And I guess it was several days into it before I really started getting mad about being sick. The first day or two, I rationalized it away in my own brain and said, well, Laura, you know, you didn't really take care of yourself. You pushed too hard. Your body's exhausted. So, of course, it weakened your immune system, yada, 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 yada. But then after a few days, it's like my spirit just rose up within me and said, hold on a minute. Sickness is under the curse. What am I doing letting this hang around? You know, we know in Galatians 3:13 that it says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. So we know that sickness is definitely not a blessing. We don't see it in the Garden of Eden. And later I'm going to share with you some scriptures to show that it's God's will to heal your physical body. Now, I know on this podcast, I focus mostly on being free in the areas of your mental and emotional health, but that's healing too. And these same scriptures, the same promises of God for your physical healing apply to your mental and emotional well-being as well. So I started just praying and I started standing on scripture for health and healing, not only in my body, but in the bodies of my children. And as I was preparing for this podcast today and just kind of had my heart open for the Lord to show me what it was that he would have me to share, I was having a hard time really coming up with anything. And so I pressed in and said, Lord, what is it that I need to share? And I felt like he told me that I needed to share with you what I was doing in standing for my physical healing. And I said, Lord, I'm going to get on that podcast and they're going to be able to tell that my voice is hoarse from coughing. And that I'm still standing for healing in my body, but that the symptoms are still trying to attack. And I just felt like he said, do we go by, you know, Laura, do you go by what I say and what the word says or what your emotions say and what even your physical body is saying? And I thought, well, that's true. And you know, that's how I also received so much wholeness in my life, and I'm still receiving wholeness and healing and freedom in the areas of my emotional and mental and relational health. But it started with me saying, God, I know what your word says, and I'm going to choose to put my faith on that. I'm going to believe that until I see it come to pass in my life. And everything we receive from God, we receive this way. We receive it by faith. You know, when you first receive the gift of salvation, when the Holy Spirit came inside of you and rebirthed your spirit to where you were a new creation in Christ, you were able to receive that free gift of salvation by faith. But you would have never been able to receive it by faith if your faith had not heard the good news. You know, in Romans 10:17, it says that faith comes by hearing when we hear the word of God. And so even your faith to receive salvation came after you heard what the word of God said about Jesus dying on the cross for your sins and paying for you to be reconciled back to God and your sins to be forgiven and for you to be a new creation. That faith arose in you when you heard the good news. So what I'm going to do today is just share with you in real life what I'm walking through right now. And then I'm also going to end with reading off scriptures that specifically pertain to healing. These are scriptures that I have been taught my whole life, scriptures that my mom raised me to stand on. This is how we stood against sickness and disease in my family growing up. In addition to going to the doctor when wisdom would say to go to the doctor and doing the things we need to do in the natural, but going, not stopping there, not just stopping with man's knowledge. Man's knowledge is great, but it can only take you so far. So do the things you know to do in man's knowledge, but keep going. Go past that and address things from a spiritual place as well. So I just want to share some truth with you first before I read scripture. And I just want to explain how scripture is written to teach us about the covenant that we have with God. The testaments themselves are broken up into Old Testament and New Testament, which means the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. The labels in our Bible are actually covenant language, trying to express to us in the Old Testament that, look, this is the Old Covenant. This is the old operating system that God used. And it's the covenant that he made with Abraham is the bulk of the Old Testament. And when you read those stories, when you read those passages of scripture, if you will read them with covenant eyes and with an eye and an ear to hear and see, what is God's operating system? How does he function? How does he flow? And most importantly, what is his character? And what is his will toward his people? How does he interact with his people? And you'll see that he interacts through this covenant system of making vows and commitments. And every time there is a vow or a covenant that was made, there would always be the terms and the conditions that were read aloud between the two covenant-making parties. And first, you would read aloud a list of all the blessings that were going to come as a result of being in covenant and for those that kept the covenant rules. And then after the blessing was pronounced, there would also be a cursing that would be pronounced. And it was understood that the cursing would come upon those who did not keep the covenant. So we see in the Old Testament this covenant system, and in order to keep that system, the Israelites were instructed to make annual sacrifices at the temple and, you know, at different periodic times. And they would have to keep redoing these on a regular basis because it was just the blood of an animal. It wasn't God's final solution to this problem of sin in restoring his people back to him and restoring his people back to what he had for them. We see that in the New Testament when Jesus comes to be the final sacrifice to cut a new covenant with God, where the old one was cut between God and Abraham. The new one was cut between God and Jesus, with Jesus himself being the sacrifice. And then the Bible says that through faith, we have been grafted in to Christ. And we are now made to be participators in this amazing covenant with God because of Jesus' sacrifice. So when you look at scripture this way, as a tale of two covenants, it starts shifting how you read and what you see. I want to teach you briefly just the four steps that that's going to help you when any kind of attack comes in your life. And I don't have time right now to teach all about covenant. That is coming in the future. That's what I taught on the entire time I was in Chile. And I've decided I'm going to do another YouTube series teaching on covenant. And I'll pull the audio from that YouTube and make it available here as well as podcast episodes. So for those that love to listen via podcast versus those that want to watch and listen at the same time via YouTube, because I really think this is an important series and an important topic, and I want it to be easy for you to find so you can go back and study and listen to it again and again. So the first step and the first thing that you do when any kind of anything that is from the devil, if it steals, kills, or destroys in your life, and that's found in John 10:10, then we know it's from the devil. It's not from God. So this could be sickness. This could be temptations. This could be lack, poverty, something going on in your mind, destruction in your relationships, destructive habits and patterns, addictions in your own life, things like that. Your first point of response is always go to the Word. Go to the Word of God. Go to the operating system. When you want to understand how something works, go to the operating system, go to the manual. So go to the Word of God, because it's the final authority in your life, should you make it the final authority in your life. You know, there's a lot of people that do not make much of the Word. They don't elevate it to a high place in their life. And so sadly, they're not going to get to walk in all the promises that are there for them. The same way is, let's say there was a great inheritance that you inherited, but if you never read the will, if no one ever notified you of the things that had been left to you in that inheritance, you would go through life living below what you could be living because of your ignorance. And the Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about how people perish for lack of knowledge. And so I've chosen in my own life to make the Word the final authority, to not go by symptoms, to not go by how things look, but to say, God, I know that you are good and that you sent Jesus to reverse the curse. And so John 10:10 says that that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but that Jesus came to bring life and life more abundantly. So if something in my life is stealing from me, killing something in my life, or bringing destruction, I know that that's not the final word. That it's not going to end like that. It will end with wholeness. Now, I don't know what it's going to look like all the time. You know, some things that God has brought wholeness in my life, He's done it in a way that I would have never expected. Maybe in a way that wouldn't have been what I chose initially, but always in a way that was in keeping with His Word. So the first thing I do is I make the Word final authority in my life. And I go to the Word and find out what the Bible has to say about the thing that I'm going through. The second thing is getting that Word in my heart. Romans 10:17, I already quoted, but it says that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And you know, everything we receive from God, We receive it through faith. So our faith is activated when we hear what God's Word says about a topic. So the first thing we do is we're going to the Word and we make it the final authority. The second thing is we get that Word in our hearts. We get it in our eyes. We get it going in our ears. We're reading it, we're listening to it, and it's activating the faith that comes out of our spirit man. Faith doesn't come out of your brain. And that's why sometimes you can have fear in your mind, but faith in your heart. But as your faith continues to grow, it will push out the fear in your mind. As you continue to grow in the Word and grow in making the Word the final authority in your life, that will become the biggest thing to you. Number three, when you understand how Scripture is a covenant book, it changes how you read it. So you're going to start reading it with the understanding that the words on the pages are an explanation of this new legal system that you live under. You quit seeing Scripture as just arbitrary stories that don't apply to you. Instead, you're going to read the stories throughout the Word and go, Lord, you're no respecter of persons. And I see your character here. I see your goodness here. I see your desire to heal your children. I see in Scripture where every time it says that Jesus healed them all, that there was never a point where Jesus looked at someone and said, it's not my will for you to be healed, any more than Jesus ever looked at somebody and said, it's not my will for you to be saved, or that Jesus would look at someone and say, it's my will to leave you bound to that devil. Why would it be God's will to leave anything on you that he sent Jesus to take off of you? So that's the third thing, is you start reading Scripture and seeing it as it applies to you. These are not just arbitrary stories that are about other people. You are reading the character of God and you're understanding, oh, this is his operating system and this is how he functions. And number four, you're going to choose to believe Scripture over feelings or facts, which is exactly what I've been doing this week. So to finish the podcast, I'm just going to read a series of scriptures. Scriptures all about the healing power of God. Because you know what? I can't think of another thing that would be more appropriate right now than to read off a list of the scriptures that I'm standing on for myself and for my family as we speak. My heart was also for you to have a collection of healing scriptures that you can refer back to, that you can go back and look at this episode years in the future. And you could fast forward it to minute 17, which I believe is where we're at right now, and just have these scriptures playing in the background. Have them playing while you're driving down the road. It's so good to get the word in your ears and in your heart. And so in the future, if you're standing for healing, or maybe right now, join in with me in letting your faith be activated as you hear the words of God himself for his children. So we'll start with Exodus chapter 15, 26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23, 25 through 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Deuteronomy 7, 14 through 15. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male nor female barren among you or among your cattle, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all of them that hate thee. Psalms 91, 9 through 10, and 14 through 16. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalms 103, 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalms 107, 17, 19 through 21. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Proverbs 4, 20-24. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto them that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Matthew 8:2-3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, can thou make me clean? And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8:16-17. And when the evening had come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 15:30-31. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb speak, and the maimed to be whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Matthew 16:14-18. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Luke 6:19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Luke 9:2. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. Acts 5:16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Romans 8:2-11. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. James 5:14-16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And finally, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Thank you for joining me this week on the Laura Mayer Podcast. Join me here next week, where we will continue learning that being His means being free.